is, why am I up talking? And why am I up doing as good as I am? You see, it ain't God's will. God knows who can handle things and who can't. He knows what you need to go through and what you don't need to go through. Praise the Lord. You have to pray. It don't make a difference what your situation is. Amen. You might be in a bed for 2 years before you die. You ain't gone yet. You don't know yet. The Lord might put something on you after a while where you can testify from a jail cell for about 2 years, like Paul did. Last 2 years he was on this earth, he preached from a jail cell. Well, it was like living in a house, but he was still locked up. Praise the Lord. He was still under conveyed of military watch, Romans. But let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. I mean, I don't know. You sometimes want to pray and pray and pray, and you think you ought to see something after a while, you know. Something ought to be done. But it's God's will that you pray for too now. You know, it ain't God's will. It ain't God's will. Praise the Lord. So, sometimes you have to live with the decisions that God makes. Praise the Lord. Boy, it's quiet in here tonight. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have requests? Yeah, let's remember him. Anybody else?
Remember my sister Abel had an episode today. She might have been out of it. She's constantly losing weight. She kind of lasts long like that.
Yeah. Is she still working? Yes. Somebody said that a week she was like 89 pounds. 81 pounds. Yeah. I make three of her. Lord. That's too little. I don't care what your age is, what your sex is, or nothing else. That's too little. 81 pounds. Let's pray for her, Lord, help. Let's remember Sister Peggy, she's not here. And let's pray for Abby and Nan.
Yeah.
I tell you, you have to keep God in the arrangement. No matter which way you're supposed to think you're going. If God ain't pleased with it, you're going the wrong way. So let's pray for her, Lord, help her. Anybody else? Let's still remember them folks out there in Hawaii. They was talking about one of them on the radio on the way up here. Said that lava said it's going to wash down part of the whole highway, and it just melted the side of the mountain and went right on down in the ocean. I tell you what, he talked like this is something like you ain't never seen before. I don't have to see what hell looks like. I already know it's real. A lot of people don't think there's nothing to it, but they'll find out after a while. Let's pray for them. I hate the thought of anybody having to suffer or go through what they've gone through out there in the last couple of weeks. It's getting worse and worse. The sky's filling up with that ash and stuff out there. And you can't breathe that stuff. It said the air is just like glass, tiny particles of glass. That's the way they make that glass down there at Illawarra for the Longbird. They haul that sand down there from Yuma. They get that sand so hot, it melts it down and turns it into glass. That's what that lava is doing out there, is melting down the earth and turning it into glass, and that stuff blows up in the air. You can't breathe that stuff in the key. So let's pray for them folks out there. And they talk about there's 15 other volcanoes that's been active over the last couple of weeks. So, I tell you what, God said there'd be earthquakes and commotions and stuff going on in the last days. Now, they didn't believe it the other year when all the birds was falling out of the sky dead. The cows were dropping in the field dead.
Fish.
They didn't want to believe nothing. The fish come floating up at the ocean down there dead. Now, see if they believe this here. I tell you, God's given them plenty of time. He gave Jezebel time to repent. She repented not. So, let's pray for the people. Let's pray for our people. They talk like that volcano out there in Colorado, Yellowstone National Park. They talk like that one's 30 miles wide and 50 miles long. If it blows, it can blow up, mess up the whole western part of the United States out there. But let's pray God bless these people to get down on their knees and repent. I tell you, there's a right way to go. And the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right
to
a man. A lot of people just play in church.
Yep.
I tell you, there ain't no time for no hypocritical church.
Mm-mm.
It's time for the right thing. Apostate church now ain't nothing but a tool of the devil. Church full of prophecy. But let's pray for the people. I got people that's mixed up in the wrong thing. They think anything's going to heaven. Let's pray for our people. Anybody else? Yeah, she was talking about that in the parking lot out there. So let's pray for her. And Catherine, they took her to Moore County after church this morning, but they give her some medication for antibiotics for infections and stuff in her nose and throat and all. So let's be praying for her. Pray for your medicine. I tell you. You take the wrong pill, you look like you about had dinner there in the hospital. Some of that stuff can react against you. I seen my mom the weekend, and that she had been to the doctor that week before. And that medicine had reacted on her. And I went to the hospital that Monday evening, and I didn't even recognize her. Now, that's the way that medicine looked. She was a swollen up and broke out in bowls and stuff. And I walked in there and said, that's mom? I sure did. You can't recognize them sometimes. That medicine reacts so bad on let's pray that God will help Catherine. I want y'all to be sincere. Pray every day for her. I know we need to pray for the lost, but the Bible says for us to pray one another too. Pray one for another. Catherine's trying to hold on to the Lord. She is. So let's pray for her that God help her. I want y'all to be more sincere about praying for her. The fervent prayer of a righteous man, woman, boy, or girl
availeth much.
Availeth much. Alright? Alright, there's nothing else. We'll get to the Lord in prayer. Alright, everybody pray just like the feet. Lord, we do thank you tonight, God. And the encouragement, God, that you give us, Lord, the way that you make for us, Lord. You answer the needs, God, of your people. You dwell with us, Lord. God, be with us, knowing that man is no more than dust of the earth, no more than what you made out of us to be, Lord. It seemed like inside of God was just so little, so needful, God. Lord, it seems like the list never stops, Lord. The needs and the well-beings of your people and the trials never stop, God. The request that we have to put in, Lord, and the trust we have to put into God. God bless and help us, Lord. Every day, God bless us and help us to make it more. God, your people need you today, Lord, more than ever before, God. The times is getting darker and
dark. Lord, the days just seem like there's just more needs, more help needed, God, than ever today, Lord. Seem like people passing sickness, Lord. These earthquakes and commotions, Lord. People running the wrong way. God bless and help us, God. The church here, Lord, is willing to serve you. God, willing to hold up a standard, God. God, help us, Lord. We're only willing through your help. We're only holding on to a standard through your help now, Lord. And God, we know you're able to keep us going and bless us and help us, God. Answer my prayers, God. Sister Karen, she's in dire need, Lord. Going to the doctors in the hospital, Lord. Beverly, she needs a touch tonight. God bless her, Lord. Save her soul. God, heal her body, whatever the problem is. God bless her and help her, Lord. God, you know the needs tonight. Some raised their hand. Some said there were sicknesses. Some put in requests for their families. God bless them and help them, Lord. Sister Peggy, she's not here tonight. Abby and Nan, Donna Kay, and Abby, Lord. Need a Lord bless and help them, God. God, to go the right way, turn the right way. Lord, do the right thing, God. Bless them and help them, God. Help us, Lord, to be a help to them. God, give us words of encouragement. God, give us words that have blessed our heart, Lord. God, as we know you will. God, and as we know you have, God. God, bless us and help us. We move forward. You keep going. God, hold on to that unchanging hand, Lord. God, we praise you and thank you throughout all eternity, Lord. Lord, we thank you and praise you.
Praise the good Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, give us a song. Let's sing us a song to the Lord.
What page you got in this pen?
Kneel at the cross.
better to kneel in that dog or kneel at the cross. As long as you let it represent the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. I don't think I've ever told this, but them three crosses on the wall there, when we buried my dead back in 95, we had a casket with a little design in the bottom of the lid with a little mountain like that. And there was three crosses up there in that casket. That's where I got that idea of putting the crosses up there like that right there. But I tell you, you got the right idea when you kneel on that cross. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got the right idea. Praise the Lord. You can't go wrong kneeling at the cross of Jesus. I'm talking about spiritual speaking. You can let anything be your cross, your altar, either one. Amen. He said, go into the closet. Make that a prayer chamber. Praise the Lord. Now, it was Michael's idea to put real wood up there. Willard B's son. It was his idea to make real wooden crosses. I was just going to have a lady to paint them. But he said, no, we'll make real wooden crosses that you can paint around. I said, okay, that'll be better. So Mike could come up with the idea of having wooden crosses. But thank the good Lord for the cross. Amen. Praise the Lord. We wouldn't be here today had not been for the cross. What page you got, Ms. Penn?
228 and
228, the other book. In the hymns of the Spirit.
Thank you.
2:26. You reckon we can sing that up here at home? Praise the Lord. Huh? Praise the Lord. Pancakes and grits and eggs. She had toast. She had chopped up some vegetables over there and coffee and milk and orange juice. Boy, it was like a buffet. Sister B, it's about like being over at your place. She heard James, you could just feel so welcome around, you know. And there's some people that can do that around here too, I know. But boy, I'm telling you what, they both have done and gone on. Praise the Lord. Don't you know you're going to feel at home? You're going to feel at home when you get there, Sister B. It ain't going to be no strange place when you walk in there. You see your mom and your daddy and your brothers and sisters and some of your kinfolk and Jesus and all up there. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to feel like no stranger when you get there. Praise the Lord. I feel strange down here most of the time, but I ain't going to feel strange when I get up there. I can tell you that now. I'm going to feel like I'm at home. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll be at home. Amen. We're working on it. Praise the Lord. We're following the right one, too. There ain't no way you can miss it. There ain't no way you miss it. You follow Jesus. You follow Him. You make it. There ain't no way to miss it. Praise the Lord. I just sometimes get to my head, I just can't hardly wait to go. You get caught up in trouble down here, bill collectors and doctor bills and grocery bills. Praise the Lord. Seems like after a while you just get so fed up with bills and this system in this world. Praise the Lord. You won't have nobody wanting to repo your house when you get up there. Amen. That could be no repo men up there. I hope some of them makes it, but when they get to heaven, there won't be no repo men no more. Praise the Lord. I hope some of them makes it. I hope all of them makes it, really. But there ain't going to be no repo men in heaven. I believe I can still be Brother Merrill when I get up there. But I can't say I'm no repo man. They could be no repoing up there. Praise the Lord. Y'all go ahead, sister. Let's go ahead. All right. Praise the Lord.
And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay your hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Now, if you will, flip over to Joshua, just a few books ahead. Joshua chapter 1. Let's start with verse 9. That's Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Or read once more. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You may be seated. Now, the Lord, Dingy kind of prayed my sermon, I guess. You know how sometimes when you pray, you'll hear other people praying, and you might stop for a second and just listen to somebody else pray, and then you go back praying. Right. Well, Dingy said that word, encourage. I know I've heard three times. I don't have to come any more times he said it. But this morning, that's what the Lord kind of laid on my heart for tonight's message, was that word, encourage. So I felt led to look it up. And N, you know, encouragement starts with N. That starts off as being, if you know how IN means in. Well, N kind of means that too. It's in a state of mind or in a certain state. You know, you're in something, you're in it. And then I look up courage, and the word that came up with courage was champion. You know. Now, every battle we face with courage, it don't always mean we win when we are champion. But that's what courage is beside of it. That was one of the nouns. It means it's a champion. But it literally means, encourage literally means to be in a state of courage. You know, be in courage. You know, and that's what I felt later tonight, sister. Ever was, I want to encourage you. I want to put you in a state of courage, sister. So Joseph went out to, he was going out to his brothers, like his father had told him to do. His father said, go out there, check on them, make sure they're doing the right thing. You know, when you're doing the right thing and trying to live for the Lord, sometimes that's usually when people are going to come against you. Mm-hmm. You know, family, friends, that's usually when they come against you, is when you're trying to do the right thing. And he said, Joseph, go out there and check on them and make sure they're doing the right thing. That's what we're put here for, Sister Dana, is to tell other people how to do the right thing. They don't even always want it. But he told me, he said, go out there and check on them. So Joseph went out there, and his 11 brothers, they saw him coming. They said, oh, here he comes. He's come up to check up on us. Now, we don't want him here, and here he comes. You know, you ain't always want it. You know, there's times when a Christian ain't wanted. You know, people might love you, but that don't mean they want you. They thought, we don't want you around here preaching all this stuff. We don't want you around here teaching all this stuff. We don't want you living this way around us. And it's conviction is what it is. All it is conviction. And then Christians, well, sometimes we walk in convictors. You know, you carry the Spirit of God. We did convict people that ain't doing right. So they see him coming. And here he comes, and let's kill him. And Reuben said, no, we can't kill him. So Reuben was oldest. He said, how am I going to explain that? The father said, I'll be the one that gets in trouble for this, so we can't kill him. He said, cast him into a pit, and I'll come. And secretly he was saying, I'll come back and get him later. I'll take care of him later. He said, cast him into a pit. So then here comes Joseph. They strip his coat off, the one that is his prized possession, the most thing he loves. People, especially people you love, they come at you and they know how to hit the right buttons. They know where the soft tissue is, you know.
That's right.
And people who love you, you really have to watch your family more than you do anybody else, because they come at you where it hurts the most. And I never like that. If I've ever had that quality in a friend, I'm your friend no more. I tell them, you can go be friends with somebody else. Because as soon as you find out what hurts me and you use it against me, I don't do that. I don't like that. I don't play any games with myself. I don't like stuff like that. Yeah, but they saw him come. They said, "Let we're going to throw him down in this pit."
Right.
So they take him, and they take all of his, and bring his clothes, tear everything to pieces, and they throw him down in a pit. And you know, Sister Dana, sometimes we find ourselves in a pit, you know, in a dark place. He said, there wasn't no water in it, so there wasn't a way he could drown, but he was in a pit. Yeah. And you know, the pits, when they go down in the ground, they're slick. The walls around them are usually made of cement, and you can't climb out of it. It's hard to get out of that pit. Unless somebody lowers you a rope, you can't come out. And that's sometimes where we find ourselves, in a dark, damp, lonely place. So it's the it's like, Lord, how will I ever get out? It's dark down here. They threw Joseph in there, and he don't never say what he was thinking or what he was feeling, but I'm sure he was feeling lonely and betrayed. And sometimes it's like that, Sister B. Sometimes people put you, it's like they put you in total darkness. It's like, Lord, how can I ever get out of where I'm at? How can things ever change? Where is the light at the end of the tunnel? Where is that dryness that I'm looking for? They cast you in a pit in the middle of the wilderness, Sister B. Even if you would have got out, it was a lonely, hot desert down in the middle of a deep, dark pit. He found himself way down.
Sometimes it feels like they're digging that pit deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah. And they
they'll just get hotter and hotter and hotter. It's over in the darkness. It's just pitch black. But he turned and said, but you have good courage. I want to encourage you. Sometimes not too things stir up the spirit within. You got to stir up that courage to say, Lord, I'm going on anyway. I'm determined that they're not, may not be alive at the end of the tunnel now, but it's coming.
Going through. Because now you got a friend. You got somebody to screw you. He said, you can be a champion. He said, I'll make you a champion. Be encouraged enough. And I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate y'all. I hope this message helps you. Take it home. Pray about it. Think about it. And let the Lord help you. You know, when the Lord gives you messages and stuff for y'all, it's to help you. Don't go home and forget it. Think about it. Pray on it, you know. And if it didn't hit you, pray for somebody, because it's for somebody, it's for something to pray for. But I appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate y'all.
All right, y'all, come on up. Let's pray a minute before we leave. We're going to pray a minute before we leave. Let's remember all the requests that was given in, too. Let's pray that God help us to go forward and hold on. Looks like the Lord's helping us with a few visitors and a few people that need help. So let's keep praying and asking God to help us. I think it's a blessing to see some coming in and crying. Yeah. Calling on the name of the Lord. And you know that when they can move on with it, it makes you feel like, Lord, I was there one time. Somebody was praying for you. Somebody was wanting you to move up. Somebody was wanting to be a blessing to you at one time. So let's pray a minute before we leave. Let's have compassion on people. Let's be a people of reconciliation, just like the Bible said. Word for reconciliation is not to keep people down, keep them knocked in the pit, that type of thing. It's to help them up out in the pits in life and all. So appreciate it.
I pray for Sherry. I think not mistaken, she's in the hospital, or I think it's in the ER. She does for a serious problem.
That's Sherry Carter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Sherry Carter. See, I remember her in prayer too. All right. All right, let's pray for a minute before we dismiss.